Wow, so do I. There's some great new stuff out there, too. TTS dabbles in that every now and then, our radio station, and we allow these bands, these new bands, to come in and play. And if there's a banjo involved, I am all in. It's really something to watch.
I got a banjo a couple months ago. I keep trying to learn how to play it. They're so hard.
They are. It is a difficult instrument, isn't it?
Yeah.
I look at somebody like Keith Urban, who just plays all instruments. You know, he can sit down at a piano. He can really play mean guitar. Mm-hmm. And but he is a great banjo player, too. But, yeah, keep doing that, Isaac. Keep going with that banjo thing, because there aren't a lot of people who have perfected it out there, you know. And those that have are doing some really good work in studios. And, you know, you can make a great living in places like Nashville, Tennessee, just doing studio work and still be on the radio.
I was going to say, the difference between banjos and every other guitar stringed instruments is the sound it makes, and it's so unique that some people don't have, like, people that know how to do that.
Yeah.
And you sometimes can get, just do it on your own and get signed, like, to places where they just bring you in to do banjo sections. And
yeah.
Once you get good at that, like, you can make a lot of money off of that.
Yeah, I have a lot of, the only thing that I really have difficulty, I can play it, I could play some songs, but it's like way slower than it should be, because it's just the speed that I have issues
right.
with.
Right, well, that's the way you start, and you just kind of perfect it, you know? Imagine somebody like Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones, and, like, I saw his hands in person one time, and they almost look like he's got arthritis or something, like they're, you know, but it's just the way he's played his guitar for his entire life. His hands are just made that way, you know? It's really something. But keep at it, man. It's great to be here. Thank you guys for having me.
Of course.
I'm sponsoring these hours. Tell me how this works. Landon, come over here. Landon talked me into this.
Tell you how it works.
Yeah, so how did it work? You and it was all like, hello, ma'am. How are you doing, ma'am? I would like to ask you a favor, ma'am. And then what was that?
So I sent you the link that for people that wanted to do it online.
Right.
Instead of, like, having to, you know, come to Ben Davis High School, drop, like, a check off or give cash, they could go online, fill that link out, and that sponsored Hours of the Marathon. So
right.
That's,
so how many hours did I get today?
That's a great question.
I gave $100, so I think it was 5 hours.
I know you had quite a few hours. Yeah, well, I remember mentioning your name quite a few times.
Like yesterday or something?
Yesterday and today.
Yeah, because there are other students from Ben Davis that are my friends, you know, that have been over here on the West Side, and they're always listening right. like I am. And they were letting me know. Brian Dooley. Yeah. Shout out to Brian Dooley. He let me know for sure. You guys were shouting me out, so thanks for that. I just wanted to stop by and say hi. What is the plan here, you guys? What are the 2000s you're looking at right now?
Usher here.
So I just have the top 100s list from 2000 to 2009, because I don't know 2000 songs, but I do have a couple friends that mostly listen to 2000 songs, so I text them asking for suggestions.
Yeah.
Hopefully appropriate ones.
Wow, there's some kind of weird bands that came out in the early 2000s, too, you know?
Weezer, you could do Beverly Hills by Weezer. That was...
I'm going to play so much Weezer.
Yeah, I do love Weezer. It's a fantastic band. Who else? What else have you got lined up for the 1990s?
So, we don't have any more 1990s. I only have
I'm sorry, 2000s, yeah.
I had Lose Yourself as a suggestion. Yeah. I put Kryptonites in as a different suggestion, and then I put All the Small Things, because I just wanted to listen to that.
Yeah, fantastic, you guys. Great way to start. Hey, thanks for having me. I'm going to go and do my show over at WTTS now. But I wanted to stop in and lend my support to this great organization. I got to tell you, it all began here for me. And we talked about this last time, mm-hmm. Landon and I did. This is a dream come true, what you guys are doing. And it's not available everywhere in all high schools, as you know. A lot of people have to wait till they get to the college level to be having this experience, sitting there running that board, and it just being so tight, and everything just sounds so good on the air, all the imaging, and I know you guys all have something to do with that. And then the color commentary, you know, Landon's talking about having choir stuff going on last night, but he's also a color commentator, or are you a color commentator? And explain the difference.
Oh, explain the difference.
Yeah, explain the difference to the layman.
So the play-by-play broadcaster is telling the story, what is going on during the game or event. That is their job. They're painting the picture for the audience. The color commentator is providing information on, let's say, Mark Zachary scores a touchdown. How did that play even start? What was the result? How did it even come about? Blocking schemes, play designs, just adding those, like, bits of information that, you know, a listener at home can, you know, relate to or just, you know, learn more about the game or play that occurred.
That's so cool. What do you guys all think of this Caitlin Clark thing? You know what I'm talking about, right?
She dropped, what, 21 points last night on four made
now,
threes.
I think that they probably tamed her down a little bit. We're talking about the WNBA here in Indianapolis. The Fever just landed Caitlin Clark, and she was, like, one of the best scorers in all of college.
All of basketball.
She's the greatest scorer in college basketball history. She broke.
Do you think male or female? Or?
She broke the male record.
She broke the record for most points scored in a collegiate career, which was by Pete Maravich. So that's
I mean, really and truly, I'm excited about that. I've never been into women's sports. Being a woman myself, I've never gone out and bought a ticket to a WNBA event. But I'm looking at going to that first game. But now the tickets are in the thousands.
It's insane. Yeah. I mean,
it is.
You know, and the Fever went from going to, you know, like having a couple of games, three, four games a year, maybe six televised. And we've got 36 games televised this year because of the excitement around it. So it's exciting what's happening with the Fever right now. I just wanted to give them a shout out and let them know we're thinking about them over here on the west side, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thank you again, you guys.
Of course.
It's great to meet you,
Isaac.
Great to see you again. Great to see you, as always.
All
What's
right.
the first song? Something from Weezer, I guess.
Lose Yourself.
Lose Yourself.
They suggested it before I even got to add my own 2000s in there.
All right. Always, thank you for everybody that comes out and supports. The underwriters, everybody. She was an underwriter. Miss Crystal was an underwriter. Yeah. So thank everybody for that. And